Morning Watch. The Christian Life, Week 1. The Intrinsic Significance of the Christian Life. Tuesday. Related Verses. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. 2 Corinthians 2:10. But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:16-18. Verse 16. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. 1 Samuel 16:7. But Jehovah said to Samuel, "Do not regard his appearance and the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For it is not how man sees that matters. For man looks on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looks on the heart." Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 1 Timothy 1:16. But because of this I was shown mercy, that in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ might display all his longsuffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life. Related Reading. God first loved us, in that he has infused us with his love and generated within us the love with which we love him and love the brothers. He who hates a brother habitually proves that he is not abiding in the divine love or in the divine light. When we abide in the Lord, we abide both in the divine love and in the divine light. We do not hate the brothers, but love them habitually, living the divine life in the divine light and the divine love. In 4:21, John says, "And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also." The commandment here is the commandment of brotherly love. It is possible to summarize John's writing here in a simple way. God is love. And if we abide in him, we will love the brothers with him as our love. This is John's basic thought in these verses. 2 Corinthians 2:10 mentions the person of Christ. The American Standard Version translates this phrase as the presence of Christ. In the original Greek text, the common word for presence is parousia. But the word for person here is prosopon. Paul said, "Whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ." Paul forgave a brother in the person of Christ. This Greek word means the face, the part around the eyes, which is the index of all the inward thoughts and feelings, to signify their presentation of the whole person. The The part of the face around the eyes is the index of all the inward thoughts and feelings, signifying what a person is thinking and how he feels within. Paul forgave that brother in the person of Christ according to the index of his whole person expressed in his eyes. Paul lived not only in the presence of the Lord, but also in the index of the inward feelings and thoughts of Christ. This is so deep, so tender, and so delicate. I cannot fully express the feeling I had within when I discovered the meaning of this word, person. I bowed before the Lord and said, Lord, for all these years, I have never realized that I have to live not merely in your presence, but in your person in such a tender way. It is not just to live in his presence, but even more to live in his person. We may say that we live, act, and behave in the presence of the Lord, but who behaves himself in the person of Christ? But here in 2 verse 10, there is a phrase telling us that Paul was such a person, behaving himself all the time in the index of the Lord's eyes, the index of his inward feelings and thoughts, in his person. Paul looked at the index of the Lord's eyes, and he knew that he had to forgive that brother. He forgave him not according to his feeling, not according to his thought, but according to the feeling, the thought of the indweller within him. He was behaving himself in the person of Christ. When he forgave in the person of Christ. He wanted to let the Corinthians know that he did not forgive according to himself or according to his flesh, but in the person of Christ. This is what it means to live by Christ. The Apostle Paul had been reduced to such an extent that he never behaved himself in his person. He behaved himself in the person of Christ, in the face, in the thought, in the expression of the feeling of Christ. To live in the person of Christ is so tender and so deep. Paul was a person reduced to nothing except taking Christ as his person. He behaved himself in the person of Christ.